630 Chad presents The Elks This Week. A close-up look at the Elks and the Canadian Football League. Every week, we take you inside the game. From the voice of the Edmonton Elks, 630 Chad. Here's Morley Scott.
And a good Saturday morning to you, everyone. Dave Campbell for Morley Scott this week on the Elks This Week. Coming up on the program, you will meet Stephen Dunbar Jr., one of the prized free agent signings by the Elks a month ago when free agency opened. Dunbar had his first two seasons in the CFL as a member of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Made a great cup in his rookie season in 2021. 1,000-yard receiver last year in an Eastern Division All-Star for Hamilton. He is now a member of the Green and Gold. Hey, do you know that in a month today, we'll be into rookie camp. 2 months today, actually. We'll be into rookie camp for the Edmonton Elks and across the league. In 3 months to this day, it will be the home opener on the Brickfield at Commonwealth Stadium. The Edmonton Elks taking on the Saskatchewan Roughriders. And the Edmonton Elks this week were the first CFL team to release single tickets for their home opener. And Evan Dom, who is the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications, joined Reed Wilkins on Inside Sports to just talk about why they wanted to release the single game tickets so early.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited for the season, so maybe it's just that we're just so amped up to go for the season. We wish it was June 11th already, but you know, the real reason we're out with tickets for the home opener right now is it gives us some added runway to sell those seats. The more time we have to do that, the better. So it buys us a little added time to get in the market and start talking to people about football. And, you know, frankly, it seems like a long ways away right now for most of you probably listening, but it's coming down the train tracks pretty quickly for us here. And we just wanted to start getting people excited about the season and give them an opportunity to, start making their summer plans a little bit more concretely.
And is there not something like if you jump on this quick and get tickets before March 17th, you get in a draw for some pretty big events as well?
Yeah, that's right, Reed. Anybody who buys home opener tickets between now and the 17th of March on St. Paddy's Day is going to be automatically entered into a draw to win, you know, several sets of tickets that we have for some of the huge events that are coming here to Commonwealth Stadium. We've got Luke Combs coming in June. Obviously have the Heritage Classic coming in October here as the Oilers come back to Commonwealth Stadium. So that's exciting. And then there's a little band called Metallica that comes to town in August of 2024. So people will be entered in to win tickets for all those big events.
Okay. So that first game, June 11th against the Riders, remind me how this guaranteed win ticket is going to work, Evan.
So we're releasing some additional guaranteed win tickets, like you said, Reed, as part of this. And the guaranteed win ticket is relatively simple. We're not saying we're going to guarantee that we win that game, although we think we have a pretty good chance against those pesky Riders. But the guaranteed win ticket is this. You buy a P1 ticket, a guaranteed win ticket, and if we win on the 11th, then you got to come and watch us win at home, which has been a long time coming. If we don't win that game on the 11th of June, then you automatically get your seats for the June 25th game against the Toronto Argonauts. And then it just keeps going. You have a seat guaranteed at Commonwealth Stadium for one low price until we win a game at home. So again, that's just the guaranteed win tickets. There's a certain number of those that we have allocated. So if you want to get on that, I would do it quickly. We were able to move quite a few the first time we launched it. So it's back by popular demand.
All right. That's pretty cool. And is the CFL Combine in Edmonton this year? What's going on with that?
Yes, the National Combine is coming to the Commonwealth Community Recreation Center here and Commonwealth Stadium. That's the 22nd to the 26th of March. So we'll be welcoming about 80 of the top CFL draft prospects to town, which is exciting. And there'll be some viewing opportunities for season seat holders around that event. So another perk of being a Green and Gold season seat holder is the chance to see that. I got to go to that last year in Toronto. It's a pretty cool event just to see those guys basically have a four-day job interview. You know, they have the interviews with the different management and coaching teams across the league, and then they're on the field and they have their testing. So it's a pretty robust couple of days for those young athletes to prove themselves ahead of the draft, which is, in early May there, May 2nd for the CFL draft. So it's an exciting event, and we're lucky to have it here in our own backyard.
That is Evan Dom, the Senior Director of Marketing and Communications for the Edmonton Elks, talking about a number of events that are coming to Edmonton, including the Combine and, of course, the single game tickets for the June 11th home opener against the Saskatchewan Roughriders are on sale now. When we come back, you will meet Stephen Dunbar, the newest receiver for your Edmonton Elks. One of the newest receivers, I should say. When the Elks This Week continues, I'm Dave Campbell. You're listening to Elks Radio, 630 Chad.
Now, more football talk on the Elks This Week. Here's Morley Scott on the voice of the Edmonton Elks, 630 Chad.
Welcome back to the Elks This Week. On 630 Chad, Dave Campbell in for Morley Scott for this Saturday morning. Morley will return next Saturday. Well, the Elks were busy in free agency. Not as busy as 2022, but they still signed a lot of key pieces, including Eugene Lewis, the Eastern nominee for most outstanding player in 2022, the third leading receiver in the league. Kyron Moore out of Saskatchewan. He will be in the receiving corps, also be the primary returner. And also, Stephen Dunbar Jr., in his second season in the CFL with the Hamilton Tiger Cats, 1,000-yard receiver. 1,000 yards on the nose. And he was an East All-Star as well, and I had a chance to catch up with him this week to talk about coming to the green and gold.
It's been cool, man. I've been taking it all in, just, you know, getting my family prepared to, you know, make the transition to a new city, new team, and, you know, we're excited, man, to get out in Edmonton and see the, you know, scenery and meet the fans and, you know, get active on the field, man. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you definitely come in, when you come to Edmonton, snow should be gone because there's snow on the ground as we speak. But, you know, life in Canada, that's the way it goes.
yeah, for sure, for sure.
So I'm wondering the lead up to you signing, and there was, you know, we got reports that, you know, you had an agreement in principle during that negotiation window. I want to ask you about that process as well. But what sold you on Edmonton? Why the Elks?
I mean, just going through the process, I told myself that I would keep an open mind to, like, you know, a team that would value me and, you know, make the interest into, you know, allowing me to, you know, be an asset to the team and seeing the value in me. And I think, you know, after talking with Chris and, you know, the guys, I just felt that energy from the team, man. So, you know, everybody wants to be wanted, man, and wants to, you know, be a part of something that, you know, that's looking forward to them as well as they're looking forward to the opportunity. So once I kind of got that energy and that vibe, man, it was pretty much a no-brainer, man. So that's pretty much the reason why, you know, I chose the Elks. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited about my decision and, you know, I'm looking forward to getting to work.
What specifically about Chris Jones sells you? Because he's your, you know, he's a general manager, but he's also going to be your head coach.
Yeah, I mean, just that initial part right there, how involved he is with the team, and just from an aspect of, you know, general manager, being in the personnel part of it, and then he's on the field with us, you know, day in and day out, just shows how committed he is to the success of the team. I think that was the biggest kind of, you know, because that's a unique thing. You don't really see that too much. And just from the things that I've heard about him, man, he's, you know, he's super hard-nosed, and he gives it to you straight. Expects a lot out of his guys, and, you know, he holds guys to a high standard. I think that's all inclusive to winning, man. So that's the impression I got of him. And, you know, all the conversations that we have, I think him and his staff that he's placed together is committed to winning, and they want to do some special things. And I just seen a lot of upside on the team as well, you know, from a personnel standpoint to, like, people just, you know, the want to win over there. You know, it's a big thing, and I think that's what we want to do. And you can tell by the free agent signings and just how, you know, the energy that we have building up throughout the offseason, you know, we're excited. You know, it's creating a lot of excitement. It's creating a lot of, you know, expectations. And I think sometimes expectations can be a great thing, you know what I'm saying? Because it puts, you know, something to look forward to, you know, for the team, for the people who are, you know, coming into play those roles. And like I said, I think Chris Jones is doing a great job of, you know, creating that standard. So,
and you're coming from a team that I mean, they had high expectations too in the Hamilton Tiger Cats. You made the Grey Cup in your rookie year. So what have you learned about handling those great expectations and instead of fearing it, just embracing it?
Yeah. Just like you said, man, just embracing it and allowing yourself to be in the moment, man. Like a lot of times, sometimes we get caught up in, you know, our imagination, and we try to make things bigger than what they are. So I think the biggest thing Coach O did for a lot of us is, you know, helping us not only train our bodies physically, but he did a lot of things training us mentally for those moments and for the day in and day out adversity that we'll face. So that's something that I'm definitely going to carry with me, you know, throughout my career and throughout my life, man. Just being able to allow myself to be intentional about the things that I'm working on a daily basis, being intentional about how I'm approaching, you know, everything that I do, and holding myself accountable and holding the teammates and the people around me accountable. And I think that comes from just, you know, being in environments like we had at Hamilton, man. It's, you know, a great organization with had a lot of great teammates, a lot of older guys that, you know, had done a lot of great things, and you know, you can learn from those guys. So I think, you know, like I said, man, just being in the moment, being present and understanding that, you know, understanding the difference between success and failure and how you define the difference between the two. And honestly, like, you know, if you look at failure the right way, you know, mm-hmm. those moments should excite you.
Joined by new Elks receiver Stephen Dunbar Jr. here on the Elks This Week. Dave Campbell in for Morley Scott here on the voice of the Elks, 630 Ched. Leaving the Hammer, that's a great football environment. You play at a great stadium, fan base that is rabid. It matters there a lot, and it matters here as well. But what do you reflect on the most in your 2 years in Hamilton?
I would probably say, man, like the fan base, man, the culture of the city, super hard-nosed, super, you know, diehard Tiger fans that love football, man. And I think, you know, that's a rarity, and especially up northern Canada. It's like, you know, you don't really get too many diehard football fans, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. to be a part in a city and a culture that almost made me feel as if I was at home, you know, like, you know, we eat, breathe. I'm from Louisiana, so we eat, breathe, sleep football. And I come from a city that's kind of very similar to Hamilton, where it's like you almost a Saints fan when you're born. You got no choice, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the culture that they have in Hamilton. It's, you know, it's big in the community. And I think thinking back on the time I spent there, it was just crazy, just, you know, jogging out the tunnel and seeing how they showed up for us week in and week out. And that was super, you know, that was super dope to see, man. And we had a lot of fun times and good memories there. So I'm forever grateful for the, you know, for the Hammer, man, and their fans, man. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
The negotiation period, or what is also the slang term for it, legal tampering period. But we've seen this in the CFL for the last few off seasons, and I think it creates a lot of excitement. And obviously, when there was word that you were coming, I mean, fans were really excited on social media. And then they hear Eugene Lewis and they hear Kyron Moore, and it's like, oh, wow, it's amazing. But I wonder, as a player, what is that week like leading up to when free agency opens?
I don't know. I can't really speak for everybody else, but I know my experience. I was just super, really chill, man. I didn't put too much pressure, too much stress on myself. I feel like, you know, my biggest thing is like I go out there, I perform, and then I let everything else kind of fall in place. And that was kind of the mentality I came into the offseason with. I was like, you know, I'm gonna just, you know, pray about it, keep my heart open, and keep my mind open to, you know, everything that I'm, you know, that I'm getting and receiving. And I was just letting kind of things fall in place. So it was actually kind of smooth and exciting. Actually, I was able to kind of just, you know, wait it out and see what happens. And, you know, it was cool to involve my family and, you know, their excitement about, you know, where we're going to end up and how things are going to go. So it was actually pretty exciting, man. It wasn't too stressful.
And, you know, you come from a receiving core, pretty exciting names when, you know, Brandon Banks and, you know, Braylon Addison and, you know, Tim White. And now you're coming into a group with, as I mentioned, Eugene Lewis and Kyron Moore and the old man, Manny Arsenault. Hopefully he chuckles when he hears this and isn't mad at me. Right. But Kevin Brown in the backfield and Taylor Cornelius, who, you know, I'm sure you've seen play plenty of times, and there's a lot of optimism about him, but tell me about just being able to come in and hopefully make a difference with the team that is stacked.
Yeah, man, I think that's I think as a competitor, obviously, you know, you love it, you know what I'm saying? You're getting to come in the building with guys who are, you know, at the top of that game, and they're considered to be good players, and you consider yourself to be a good player. So it's almost like you're excited to be around those people because it creates an environment that helps you become a better player. You know what I'm saying? Because every day everybody's coming with it. Every base, you know, you're making plays. So, you know, you see other guys making plays, it kind of, you know, it's always contagious. So you got to, you know, up your game. And I think that's what a lot of we did in Hamilton, man. We just, you know, we had a lot of great receivers. And every day, and you know, every day you show up and you're like, you know, I want to be the guy too, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it creates that, you know, that element of competitiveness. And I think that's going to be great for the culture of the team, man. Just, you know, you got guys like that showing up day in and day out. You know, it's something to be excited about. The competition level is going to be great in camp. Throughout the season, it's going to be, you know, something to look forward to, I think. You know, I think Taylor's a good player, man. I think he has made a lot of great plays, and I think a lot of his best ball is ahead of him. Obviously, Gino has done a lot of things. Kyron has done a lot of things. And I think, you know, when we come together and everybody kind of fits in that role, I think it'll be something special to watch. But, you know, I think we gotta perform, man. So it's going to be dope to be in the building with those guys and compete.
Joined by Elks receiver Stephen Dunbar Jr. here on the Elks This Week. My name is Dave Campbell. A journey for a football player can be really nomadic. You know, you play college at Houston, you have a couple NFL stops. You actually were in the XFL for a bit. I know you didn't play because you were injured. And then you come up here to the CFL, and now you look at the choices that players have now with the XFL, the USFL, the CFL still viable. For you, you speak about just the journey to get to where you are now, where, you know, I'm sure at this point in your career, you probably just want to, you know, put down some roots and play somewhere for a while.
Yeah, man, I think, you know, like you said, man, it's definitely been a run. And I think a lot of guys, you know, a lot of people actually don't see that side of, you know, being a professional athlete or just being a football player. And I think, you know, it's exciting to see all these other leagues pop up and give guys some opportunity to, you know, continue to do what they love to do and showcase their talents. Because, I mean, obviously, you know, guys have dreams and aspirations to go to the NFL. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out for whatever reason. So it's cool to see, you know, guys have opportunity to continue to do what they love. But, yeah, man, I'm at the point of my career right now. Like, I'm kind of in that fringe area of, like, you know, I'm still young and I have everything ahead of me. And also, like, I got to think, you know, longevity wise and start setting myself up for, you know, the latter part of my career. So I'm just in a space right now, man, where I'm surrendering it over to God and, you know, taking care of what's in front of me. But at the same time, it's definitely cool to, you know, cool experience to be in Canada, man, and just enjoy, you know, the different environments. Cause I have never been out the country. So it's, you know, it's dope to be doing what I love to do and, you know, cities in another country and seeing different people and doing different stuff. So right now I'm just kind of taking it as it comes, man, and allowing, you know, God to work in my life and see, you know, whatever happens from there, you know, what happened. I think after I finish this contract up here, it'll kind of be more of a, you know, like you said, kind of in the mindset of like setting my roots for some long term and, thinking more longevity, but right now I'm just kind of, like I said, man, it's been a journey. So yeah. it's been a crazy journey. So I've been going all over the places I never even expected to be. So, you know, I'm just kind of taking it as it comes right now.
All right. And as we finish up here, I will remind our listeners and fans, you were a 1,000-yard receiver last year. right at 1,000 yards, which I thought was a little quirky and kind of cool. So I don't know if you buy a lotto ticket or things like that, but that was kind of a neat stat to be a 1,000-yard receiver. But you were an East All-Star, and I think a lot of fans are going to be excited to see you, Steven.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was actually crazy to be on the dot there. But yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. The community of Edmonton and the fans, the team, as always, you know, from the day I signed, has embraced me and shown me nothing but love. And I'm excited to get up there and meet everybody, man, and get to work, man. It's going to be a fun year. I think everybody needs to make sure they get their season tickets and make sure they fill in the stands up, because it's going to be a nice little show.
That is new Edmonton Elks receiver Stephen Dunbar Jr., who hopes to do some big things in green and gold, along with the likes of Eugene Lewis and Kyron Moore, and of course Kevin Brown in the backfield, and Taylor Cornelius as your starting quarterback. Morley Scott is back 1 week from today for another edition of the Elks This Week. My name is Dave Campbell. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.